Welcome to week six, video two, dollars and cents. Now, as we talk about money, a lot of it has to do with our own beliefs and what we saw growing up. You know, you deal with issues such as who's going to pay the bills, who's going to make the money, how do you decide how your money is going to be spent? These are all things that you started formulating in your own mind from childhood, and the early years of your marriage have definitely influenced. Now, sometimes these can be huge headaches for couples. They can cause a lot of heartache over finances. But what I want to encourage you and what I want to share with you is that couples can learn to manage their money together. They can learn to create a cash flow plan. They can learn how to discuss their big dreams and all of their financial issues and successes. And that's what we want to create in this particular video on dollars and cents. So, question number one, as a child, I would describe our finances as, you know, what did you see growing up? Some of you may have grown up in families where money was tight, and so you always heard, no, we don't have enough money for that. No, we need to save for that. Some of you may have grown up in families where it was just like, sure, let's do everything. And what you didn't know was that behind the scenes, your parents were struggling. So to the best of your knowledge, how would you describe finances or money in your house when you were growing up? Number two, what were the messages that you received about money? You know, did you get the message, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, meaning there's never enough? Did you get the message that, you know, we can do whatever we want, the sky's the limit? Each one of you received messages about money that from childhood have been impacting your life and how you view finances. Question number three, my parents did or did not talk about money. If they did talk about money in front of us kids, they said things like, how did your parents handle money? You know, my parents didn't talk about money very much except when things were really tough. And then I knew that things were just bad, and I knew it wasn't something, I learned from an early age that it wasn't something that we were supposed to talk about. And so I brought those same behaviors into my marriage when Tony and I had financial struggles early on, and I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, oh, if we don't talk about it, maybe it'll just go away. Well, the thing about troubles with money is that they don't ever just go away. Now, question number four. As you became a young adult, you had your own views on money formulated from what you saw from your friends and family. So before getting married, I viewed my finances as, you know, did you think about the fact that, you know, you were working, you were independent, you were making your own money, you were supporting yourself, and so, you know, you were just on this path? Or did you struggle with money as a young adult? And so maybe you saw your finances as a place of pain instead of a place of a success. You know, question number five, I expected that once we got married, our finances would be. Now, we've said it on so many of the different Rescue My Marriage Today videos. Expectations are a big part of the challenges that couples face because you come into your marriage with certain expectations. Did you expect that it would be easy to blend your finances? Did you expect that you would have no more money troubles? Did you expect that you would always be a two-income family? What were your expectations as you headed into marriage? Question number six, early in our marriage, our financial situation was. In our case, Tony and I, for our early financial situation, we struggled. There was little money, and I remember going to the grocery store and trying to, you know, get us through for a week on, you know, $50 or less. As just two single people. And there were weeks when that was a real struggle. And now I look at our budget as things have changed, as we've got a teenager in the house and, you know, a middle schooler, and we're, you know, doing all of these different things. And I'm thinking, wow, I remember that $50 budget, but it's changed as our circumstances have changed. Question seven, early in your marriage, what was your plan for spending and saving? You know, there had to be money that was going out, and maybe there was money that you were saving, or maybe early in your marriage, you didn't save. And that's okay to say we didn't have a plan, because what we're trying to establish here is that, like all things in Rescue My Marriage Today, being intentional about your finances is really going to be what makes the difference. Question number eight. Once kids came along, we decided to handle financial responsibility by doing the following. You know, often when kids come along, one parent or the other, one spouse or the other will take over the finances. Maybe one of you does the budgeting or one of you pays the bills, and you just kind of start falling into these roles. Sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it's, you know, just kind of what happens, right? And so how did the two of you decide to handle financial responsibility? And, you know, question number nine, if you chose to have a parent stay home with the kids, describe how that changed the dynamic between the two of you in regard to your finances. going from two incomes to one income most definitely has an impact, not just on your financial intimacy, but also on your emotional intimacy. How do things change when that dynamic changes in your marriage? And what have the two of you done, or what areas do the two of you need to work on in that regard? Now, as you mature in marriage, things change. You know, jobs come and go, kids grow up, their needs change. Maybe there's, you know, buying a home or selling a home or medical issues. All of these things impact your finances. So question number 10, our biggest successes with money have been, list them all down. We want to celebrate what the two of you have accomplished in your marriage in regard to finances. Maybe it was saving up to make that one big purchase. Maybe it was starting an emergency fund. Maybe it was finally just getting a budget, you know, years ago that the two of you could work on. What have been the biggest money successes in your marriage? Now, question number 11, our challenges with money have been, we all have them. Every couple has been challenged by finances and money in some way or another. So whether you think it's, you know, too little or too big, put it down. What matters is that you identify it, because as the two of you are discussing these worksheets, being able to discuss what you see as challenges is so critical for deepening the financial intimacy between the two of you. Question number 12, our current financial situation is, are the two of you in a place where it feels paycheck to paycheck every week or every month? Are you in a place where you've got a little breathing room? Are you in a place where things are good right now, but you're starting to look at college education looming in your future and you're going, oh my gosh, how are we going to do that? What is your current financial situation? Question 13, when I look to the future and think about our financial situation, do you break out in sweats? Do you smile? Do you dream big of those trips that you're going to take? How do you view the future in regards to your finances? Question number 14, this is important, because this is a question that varies from individual to individual. Being financially secure means, what does that mean to you? Does that mean not worrying when you go to pick up the mail about what bill came in because you know you've got enough to cover it? Does it mean being able to take trips every year or go on vacation? Does it mean, you know, being able to say yes to the kids when they ask for things? What does being financially secure mean to you? And then question 15, I wish that we could blank in regard to money. You know, as we're starting this entire module on one bed, one bank account, what is the one thing that you wish in regard to money? Do you wish that you could have a conversation about it without fighting? Do you wish that you didn't have to worry about the bills that were coming in? Do you wish that you made more money? What is it that you wish for? And make sure to write it down in this question number 15. This is just the beginning of the module here on one bed, one bank account. And as you dig through these, there's going to be different emotions that come up. Make sure to write those on your worksheets, just what you're challenged with and what you're feeling, because money is one of those areas that, while it seems like it's just one category in marriage, it actually kind of seeps its way into a lot of different categories, a lot of different intimacies. So thank you for working through this video, and I'll see you on the next one.